10th of January, good morning. My name, Johan Elson, privilege to stand in for colleague and friend, Wynand Rousseau, enjoying the last bit of his well-deserved rest and holiday. What a privilege. On behalf of each and every one of us at Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, good morning. Some people, not all people, but some people, some Christians this time of the year, every year, have a sort of, what shall we call it? Let's be biblical. A battle with a spirit of heaviness. A battle with a spirit of heaviness. The Bible means in its translation of that spirit of heaviness, Isaiah 61 verse 3, it means a spirit, a ruach, but not God's spirit. It never comes from God. It's a heaviness, a somewhat a darkishness. It waxes or it dims your vision. It's like a smoke mirror. It's a heaviness, it's a dimness, it's a dullness. Sort of a colorless situation. A darkness in your innermost being, even feeling faint. It's a word, the spirit of heaviness, which is used in the Bible to describe the effect of a plague darkening the skin. In the Bible, the words in the Hebrew or the Aramaic is also used for the dimness of eyes in old age. A heavy spirit. Now, what does the Bible say about this? And many a times in the beginning of a year, in the beginning of when you have to start, many people starting work this morning again. And now the lazy, hazy days of a summer holiday for many are behind them. And perhaps spent too much on the credit cards. Schools are reopening soon. Stationery has to be bought. School clothes. Sports clothes. And name it. A spirit of heaviness. Yeah. It's something that creeps into the heart of a Christian as well. Let's see what the word of the Lord teaches us. And let's stand on the word of the Lord God Almighty and not on our feelings, not on our emotions, but allow the spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, to take my spirit of heaviness and replace it with a powerful power of the spirit of the living God. You know, Satan is called the adversary as well in the Bible. And Satan opposes us in our walk with God, and that's true. Satan is not only a little picture somewhere in the children's Bible with two horns. It's a reality. And he opposes us in many ways in our walk with God. And Satan uses many, many, many tricks and devices. And one of his tactics is to send a spirit of heaviness upon us. When we recognize this, we will be able to overcome him easily. Why? Because you and I have the Bible. Ephesians 6 verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the methods, the cunning crafts of the devil. Put on the full armor of God. Yeah, we throw this around many a times. We tell people about this. Put on the full armor of God, but we don't know what it means. What does the word of the Lord mean when the Lord says, put on the full armor of God? The armor of God is an important truth to understand and to apply for us as God's children. It's not just there for children's coloring pages with a cute soldier in a full armor suit of biblical times. It's after all a command in the Bible to put on the full armor of God. It's a command from God. Ephesians 6 verse 14 to 17 describes the six pieces of the armor of God. To put on the whole armor means to believe all that Jesus has done. That's it. Ephesians 1 to 3. To put on the full armor of God means to put on the full whole armor to believe all that Jesus has done for you. Ephesians 1 verse 1 to Ephesians 3. And to live it out in daily life. Ephesians 4 to 5. It is living in the power of everything that God has done and given to you and me in every area of life, even when there are challenges. You see, we think the full armor of God is taking a sword, and then we get many motivational speakers and they have these beautiful pictures showing us over a weekend on a camp, the sword and the shield and the this and the that. Yeah, but what does it mean? Ephesians 6 verse 14 to 17 describes these six pieces of armor of God. But it means to believe in faith all that Jesus has done for me. It's mine. And secondly, to live it out in my daily life. Ephesians 1 to Ephesians 3. What Jesus has done for me. And Ephesians 4 to Ephesians 5, to live it out in daily life. Not having a 10-point plan from some other periodical I've read somewhere at a doctor's room. The whole armor is the expression of your full trust in God. That he has done for you through Christ Jesus. Your victory in spiritual warfare is secured where? At the cross of Christ. In the blood that was shed there. Revelation 12 verse 11. And many a times a wrong understanding of the armor of God can lead to a confusion about what the Christian life is about. If taken out of context of the Bible, it can become a distraction from the main and the plain teachings of Jesus. And one of the greatest rivals in the history of the early church took place in Ephesus. The gospel went to the entire region of Asia Minor in 2 years. And unusual miracles took place there. Unusual miracles took place to confirm the message of Jesus. It toppled the worship of a Roman goddess, and many people burned their magic scrolls to follow Jesus instead. And that's the background. That's the context of Ephesians. And I'm going to say it again, because so many of us do not know this. We think it's only throwing around a text or two and giving it a WhatsApp little angel wing and sending it off to someone. Get behind it. One of the greatest rivals, wars, in the history of the early church took place in Ephesus. That's why Paul is writing this. The gospel went to that entire region in Asia in only 2 years. And unusual miracles took place to confirm the message of Jesus. What happened atop of the worship of a Roman goddess? Just think about it. And many people burned their magic scrolls to follow Jesus instead. Now, all this took place because of the message of gospel, the gospel that Paul lays out in Ephesians. The gospel conquered the Roman Empire one heart, one home at a time. One heart, one home at a time. The gospel of Jesus transformed the culture of the region without direct political involvement, big budget, or even events. It was the raw power of the gospel, including the right application of it through the armor of God. See, the church has forgotten this in a big way. It's not about the big budgets. It's not about the big, beautiful churches we want to build. It's not about to have direct political involvement, but it's all about bringing the gospel of Christ Jesus, which conquered the Roman Empire one heart, one home at a time. Because the message of the gospel that Paul preached in Ephesus brought down the worship of a Roman goddess, and people followed Jesus instead. What made this to happen? And I'm saying it again. Not direct political involvement, not big money and big budgets, not big rallies or events or building huge churches. It was the raw power, of the gospel of Christ Jesus, including the right application of it through the armor of God. And Paul said, "Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." We are facing a brand new year. It's the 10th of January this morning. The holiday season is nearly behind us, and we are facing all the realities. And the realities is doom. It's dark. And it can cause a spirit of heaviness. Parliament is burnt down. The Constitutional Court has been hit with a hammer at all its windows. A door of the Supreme Court has been burnt. The president of the country is speaking at a rally of the ANC, 110th anniversary birthday party, and someone switches off the power box, so there's no power, mocking the president. Huh? So we can go on. So we can tell one another about the spirit of heaviness descending upon South Africa. And what are our calling as God's children, the church? And nearer to this microphone, what are the calling that the Lord has given you and me at Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit in 2022 in a time like this? Yeah, we can speak about the spirit of heaviness and get in 110 motivational speakers and tell us how to do this and how to slick a pull and how to do that. Get back into the Bible. get back into the root of the raw power of the gospel of Christ Jesus. The right application through the armor of God. Not political involvement. We've tried that in the past. We tried to kiss all the politicians through all the decades. I know that. Even at Radio Pulpit, we invited the politicians through the decades, way back, until now. Sometimes we play footsie-footsie. It didn't help anything. Political involvement to further the gospel throughout the ages brings us nowhere. Big budgets, yeah, money is very important. We have our visiathons. It is so important. But it isn't big budgets and money that will bring the gospel so that we can turn South Africa around to the glory to God. Building more bigger churches and having great events, no. Heart by heart, home by home, one at a time, the gospel of Christ conquered the Roman Empire through the raw power of the gospel, including the right application of it through the armor of God, so that even the worship of a Roman goddess in Ephesus was toppled. The spirit of heaviness. Do not allow Satan to draw you down into the darkness. Even though Parliament may be burnt down, even though there are political unrests, even though the Zondo Commission's first report is in the Union buildings, even though there are unrest all around, even though, and so on can continue, we as the church, by the grace of Jesus Christ, we are called in a time like this to be the flame of hope. Isaiah 61 verse 3 saying, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness, that's not the spirit of God. It's also called the Ruach. It's not man's own spirit, which is called the spirit of God. It's a demonic spirit. The spirit of heaviness. Heaviness is dark. Heaviness is dumb. Dim. Yeah, it can be dumb as well. Dim and dull and colorless. The effect of a spirit of heaviness is to darken a person's face or even facial expression. It dims my vision. It robs my hope. It brings me into darker times. It brings a heavy, oppressive feeling. It quenches my faith. It may come over a time or at once. Now, in short, the biblical wisdom. And may we take this into South Africa with our ministry at Radio Pulpit, with a ministry of hope. Not involving political interference. Not seeking mega budgets. Not building huge churches. But overthrowing the spirit of heaviness by one, recognizing it. Secondly, don't believe anything negative you think under its influence. And thirdly, put on the garment of praise. I'm repeating this again. Overthrowing the spirit of heaviness. One, recognize it. Recognize it. This is not you. You are a child of God. This is not God's will for you. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say about all these things? If God is for us, what and who can be against us? Firstly, recognize the spirit of heaviness. Don't put it under the table. Secondly, don't believe anything negative you think under its influence. Accept no criticism of yourself or others as Christian. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we destroy arguments and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Don't believe anything negative you think under the spirit of heaviness's influence. And thirdly, put on the garment of praise. And this literally means be wrapped up in praise. You know what I sometimes do? I take a blanket or a sheet and I just wrap it around me, around me, around me. And when I have this darkness or spirit of heaviness, I literally wrap myself in a blanket, reminding me and being a symbol of God has given it to me to put it on, the garment of praise. Take action. Let it include adoration to God, thanksgiving to God, singing to God, glorifying to God. Get loud, get definite, get aggressive, wrestle it down as Ephesians 6 says, and break into the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. And don't allow the spirit of heaviness to take hold of you. Father God, we pray your hope of blessings, or your blessings of hope, across our country. For each and every one, we know many of our people are struggling so much. Many people don't even have something to eat this morning. Bring us, Lord, to that point where we know you are our protector.